So Bezrat Hashem, we'll be beginning a series on halachot of Kiddush Levana. They're halachot that we all keep, hopefully we all keep too, but there's not so much, not so many are educated in the halacha, and when to do it, when not to do it, and how to do it, and the meaning of it, and the importance of it, and the tremendous value of it. So therefore, I found it a great opportunity to spend a couple of days on discussing the halachot of Kiddush Levana, and its tremendous importance. So we'll spend the next couple of days doing that. So as an introduction to the halachot, I'd just like to state the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Bet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Kol ha-mekabel et ha-chodesh bizmano, ki'ilu mekabel penei ha-shechina. Whoever accepts, receives, greets the Chodesh, the month, the new month, at its proper time, and we'll see exactly when the proper time is. It's Ke'ilu, he is Mikabel Pnei Shechina, the face of the Shechina Kedosha, which is a tremendous thing. You don't find that by every single, you don't find that the Gemara saying, whoever puts on tefillin every morning is Ke'ilu Mikabel Pnei Shechina. You don't find such a thing. You know, it's a very, very unique mitzvah that already, right off the bat, you see its tremendous importance. So what does that mean? Let's just explain for a second what that means. And with this, it will give us a greater insight on the importance and the chashivut of the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. So the explanation is like this. When we go and bless the moon, when we go and spend the time blessing the new moon of the month, we are showing that we're different from the other nations. How so? The other nations count by the lunar year. Solar year. I got my solars and lunars messed up. I'm sorry. They count by the solar. They go by the sun. So what does that mean? What's the depth of what that means? They show that they want to completely disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from His dominion over the world. They want to believe and they want to say, just like Paro really, that they control everything. They control their own destiny. They go out, they work, they make an income, they support their family, they make the grass grow, they drive their car, they turn on their car, they do everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He doesn't rule over me. Perhaps, you know, the very religious ones would say, yeah, of course He created the world, but He created it and left it for nature to rule over. You know, He doesn't rule the world anymore. That's the Umot HaOlam, that's the other nations. They're under the dominion of the sun. Why sun? Because the sun, where does the sun get its light from? Nothing else. It has its own light. That's what the Umot HaOlam believe. That's what the other nations believe. They don't get their powers and abilities and energies from any other source. They have their own abilities. It doesn't come from anyone else. However, Am Yisrael, we count by the lunar year. Right? Lunar year?
Lunar month.
Yeah. Lunar month. We go by the moon. We count our months by the moon. What does that mean? What's the depth of that? Where does the moon get its light from? The sun. So the moon really is dependent on a higher source of light in order to get its own light. So we show that our energy, our ability is also not from our own. It's also from a higher source, and that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the depth. That's why someone who goes and is Mikadesh, the new moon, at its proper time, someone who goes and does Kiddush Levana at its proper time, in essence, what he is doing is he's Mikabel Pnei Shechina. He's receiving the Pnei Shechina. He's receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulership over the world by counting by the moon. Because that's what the new moon, the Itchatshut of the new moon is all about. So that's just an introduction to the mitzvah and its importance. Just going to explain a few segulot. You know, Sfaradim likes segulot. So let's explain a few segulot of what you can accomplish with Kiddush Levana every month. This is all brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, Siman Taf Chaf Vav, Sif Katan Yud to Yud Gimel. So the first one that he brings down, this is relevant for all of you except for me, I believe. It's a segula to marry a very, very good wife. It's a segula. You go and you're mekabel penei ha-shechina. You go and you're mekadesh lechodesh at its proper time. It's a segula to find a very good shiduch. You don't have to go, you know, to all these websites and Jade date and this date and that date. All you have to do, it's very simple, guys. Do kiddush levana. That's all you have to do. That's number one, expressed in the Kaf HaChaim. Number two, Yekav Chaim brings down from another source that he is guaranteed, he has a guarantee that he will not die a death the rest of the month after he does Kiddush Levana. So, you do Kiddush Levana, let's say on the 7th of the month, the ideal scenario for Sfaradim, you will not die for the rest of the month. You're guaranteed not to die.
So, Ravadi didn't say Kiddush Levana.
So, all you have to do is just not do any Averot for the first 7 days of the month, and the rest of the month, you're good to go. That's the second Segula brought down. The third Segula brought down, it's a story brought down in the Kaf HaChaim. There's a story brought down in the Kaf HaChaim where a person was chased by someone who he was going to get mugged. Again, I don't know the exact details of the story because I don't have it in front of me. He was going to get mugged, and he told him, you know, either do X, Y, and Z, or I'm going to kill you. And he said, okay, fine, you know, and he pled with him, please, please, you know, just let me do one more mitzvah before you kill me. And he said, fine, do whatever you want. You're a dead man anyways. And he saw a moon, and he said, let me just do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana before I die. And he did the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, and there was a miracle that happened. Again, this is brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, it's not a hujibuji story. A miracle that happened, that for some weird reason, this person, this attacker, just saw the Jew, and he was petrified after he said the bracha of Kiddush Levana. He turned around, and he ran away. So, it's a special shmirah that a person also has a special shmirah on himself when doing Kiddush Levana. So guys, those are just a few points as introductory remarks to the halachot of Kiddush Levana. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.